Welcome to Purple Pride Radio, a podcast for kids by kids. Here at White Lake Elementary in White Lake, South Dakota, fifth graders study animals and science, and we've put together a podcast for you to share some information about animals and their adaptations. I'm Ivy, and I'll be your host as we help you learn more about amazing animal adaptations. Animals need to adapt to change in their environment to survive. If an animal population is diverse, it is likely that at least some of its individuals will be able to adapt to changes in the environment. This ensures species survival. Sometimes animals carry traits that could be unhealthy for their offspring. Diversity reduces the chances of inheriting such traits. Hybridization, whether natural or artificial, produces animal diversity. Here's Brianna with our first segment in science class. Take it away, Brianna.
Thanks, Ivy. In science class, we have been learning about animal traits. There are many different animal traits. Animals are classified as vertebrates and invertebrates. The five classes of vertebrates are mammals, fish, birds, reptiles, and amphibians. In case you didn't know, vertebrates have backbones and invertebrates don't have backbones. We as humans are vertebrates. We are also mammals. And that's what we've been learning in science class.
Thanks, Brianna. Great information. Tori is next with a segment on animal adaptation.
Hi, I'm Tori. Have you ever wondered how animals survive in their environments? Certain traits help them to survive in their environments. Such traits are called adaptations. An animal has many adaptations. One important group of adaptation helps the animal keep from being caught by a predator or an animal that might want to eat it. An animal that is a predator is the enemy of the prey. Back to you, Ivy.
Thanks, Tori. For animals, including people, adaptation is often a matter of life or death. If they don't adapt in certain ways to their surroundings, they will not survive. Humans even use technology to adapt. Think of the space suits used by astronauts to control their temperature and for breathing so they can survive space travel. Technology may be okay for humans to use, but for the rest of the animals in the world, adaptations means having certain body parts or behaviors that allow the animals to survive and thrive in their environments. What's next in our podcast? Here's Tessa with a segment on special animal adaptations called mimicry.
Thank you, Ivy. When you mimic someone, you are copying them. Animals mimic their predators so they don't get eaten. An example is the viceroy butterfly. They look like the monarch butterflies, so birds don't eat them because monarchs taste bad. Other example is the thorn bug. The thorn bug looks like a thorn on a plant, so predators mistake it for a thorn. The predators won't want to get prickled, so they stay away. I am Tessa, and this has been Animal Mimicry.
Thanks, Tessa. Did you know that the tiger swallowtail goes through a complete metamorphosis or change in form to become an adult? But this butterfly is a master of disguise. To protect itself from predators, it uses mimicry. It looks like something else. The tiger swallowtail starts life as a tiny green egg. When the egg hatches, out crawls a wet-looking brown and white baby called a larva, the same size, shape, and color as bird droppings. No predator wants to eat that. The little larva eats and eats, shedding its old skin as it grows. It grows into a bright green caterpillar with yellow and black spots on its sides. They look like big staring eyes. Predators are scared away. The larva is ready to change again. Its newest skin is a hard chrysalis, and the baby butterfly is now called a pupa. The pupa completes metamorphosis. Wings, long legs, and antenna all developed within the chrysalis. The chrysalis splits open, and the adult butterfly crawls out. Male tiger swallowtails have yellow wings with black tiger stripes and small patches of blue and red. Many female tiger swallowtails look a lot like their brothers, but some female tiger swallowtails are tricky. Their wings are black instead of yellow. This is a great disguise. They look a lot like their cousin, the yucky-tasting pipe vine swallowtail butterfly, the predators are fooled again. Next up, we have Darius with the segment on camouflage.
Well, Ivy, at one time or another, most people have dreamed about being invisible, but we can't. Something we can do is look like our surroundings, and so can animals. The animals look so much like their surroundings, they look invisible. If the animal doesn't move, it blends in really well. That is called camouflage. I'm Darius, now back to our host.
Thank you, Darius. Did you know that one camouflage tactic is for an animal to take on the appearance of some other object? One of the most famous examples of this is a walking stick, an insect that looks like an ordinary twig. A predator can easily see a walking stick, but the predator thinks it's only a stick, and so ignores it. Next, we have William with a segment on a special type of camouflage called protective coloration.
Thanks, Ivy. Did you know that England is home to two kinds of pepper moths? There is a light-colored and a dark-colored moth. The light-colored moth blends into the snow in winter. The dark-colored moth blends into trees in the summer. This is called protective colorization. But there is a problem. Dark-colored smoke from the factories is sticking to the trunks of trees. Birds eat both kinds of moths, but light-colored moths are easier to see against the trunks of the trees. So they are becoming endangered. That's it for me, and I'm William, and this has been Protective Colorization.
Thank you, William. That was very interesting information. Now here's Emmanuel with inherited traits.
Thanks, Ivy. Heredity is when offspring inherits traits from their parents. Heredity is not learned. It is automatic. You can see an example when you look at a bird's feathers. A bird inherited them from its parents. One more example is a bird's nest. A bird knows how to make a nest without being taught. If both of your parents have blue eyes, you will inherit blue eyes. This has been Emmanuel with inherited traits. Back to you, Ivy.
Thank you, Emmanuel. Now we will listen to Todd's segment on animal hybrids.
Well, Ivy, what looks a little like a horse and a little like a donkey, but isn't either? The answer to this riddle is a mule. A mule is a cross between a horse and a donkey. Living things that have parents different from each other are called hybrids. People breed hybrids on purpose because the resulting animal has more desirable traits than its parents. A mule can do the work of a horse and a donkey can't. Mules are often used to carry heavy loads through rugged country because they don't slip as easily as horses do. Mules also have more endurance than donkeys do. For thousands of years, people have been breeding mules and are still doing it today. That's it for me. I'm Todd, and this has been Animal Hybrids.
Great information, Todd. Next, Chance will do a segment on animal crossbreeds. Take it away, Chance.
Thanks, Ivy. Crossbreeding is a product of the mating of individuals from two distinct breeds or varieties of the same species. Crossbreeds often display a mixture of their parents' traits. Some people crossbreed closely related things on purpose. They do this to certain crops, plants, flowers, dogs, cats, and other plants or animals, so they can produce hardy plants or animals with the desirable traits. This has been Chance with Animal Crossbreeds.
Interesting information, Chance. Did you know that Africa's cheetahs are in trouble? The traits of all cheetahs are so much alike, they have little diversity. This could threaten their survival against a new disease or other changes in their environment. In our last segment, Zoe will tell us about animal diversity.
Thank you, Ivy. What would you rather have, a mutt or a purebred? Purebreds and other animals look very much like their parents and get certain traits from their parents. Mutts, on the other hand, may not look like either parent, but they do have a great mix of traits. A group of dogs made up of mutts is a fantastic example of diversity. Do you know what diversity means? If you don't, turn up your radio because I'm going to tell you that it means different. A group of mutts is diverse because it is made up of individual dogs with different traits. Try and answer this question. Is there an advantage of being mutt? The answer can be yes. Mutts sometimes can be healthier than some purebreds. Some purebred dogs are known to have breathing problems. Diversity is important. When the environment changes, only the animals that can adapt will survive. Well, that's it for me. I'm Zoe, and this has been Animal Diversity.
Thank you, Zoe. You have just learned about animal adaptations and how they help animals survive. The way an animal adapts is very important to its survival. Animals use mimicry and camouflage to adapt to their environments. They also use protective coloring to adapt. It is time for our first Purple Pride Radio podcast to end. We hope you have learned some new and interesting information about animals. Thank you for listening to our amazing animal adaptation podcast on Purple Pride Radio.